Okay, good morning, everyone. We are learning Rav Pinkus' Sefer Shaar Mitzvila. We are on page Ayin Gimel. We'll finish up the chapter of Pegia this week and just take a minute to reflect. It's really amazing. This is our 65th Shir. We started right after Sukkos, which means we've learned together close to 10 hours. If you add, 60 times 10, my math is pretty good. It's quite the accomplishment. Hopefully we'll continue to learn as we go through the Sefer, and having the break now until the Friday after Pesach is a good time to reflect and try to take what we've learned in the Sefer, in the Tefillah, and then there's a lot of Tefillah coming up in the next 2 weeks or so. So to take what we learned and enhance our davening. Rav Pinkus writes in the second to last paragraph from the bottom of page Ayin Gimel. Says, I'm going to tell you something that you're going to think is a small matter. It seems small when it's not practical, but when you're thrust into that challenge, that test, it's going to be a major nisayon, a major challenge. When a person davens for something specific, and his tefillos are beautiful in quality and quantity, when it seems to us that it didn't happen and it went up in smoke, so to speak, our tefillah that we keep on asking for didn't come to fruition, it's very challenging. You have to be very careful not to have tainas on Hashem. Hashem, I daven like I never. I've heard this from chaverim and talmidim over the years, often and often. Rabbi Sariel, I daven like I never daven before. I was one with Hashem. He doesn't listen to me. I understand what all the chazals that if you daven and Hashem takes care of you and Hashem listens to the tefillos and everything in tefillah. We have to be careful. The Dover Zebatarti, there's two aspects to this. Rishish, Lahairach, Rav Chasasham. We don't have times on the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu knows best. The Shainis, Laman Hashem, Lola Hafsik. If we're davening Laman Hashem, if what we're doing is for Kvot Shemayim and for what's best for the Ribbono Shalom in this world, then we're not going to stop davening. Ela Kaveh Al Hashem Chazak, V'yameh Tzlibacha, V'kaveh Al Hashem, L'hamshich Od V'od, Pamim Ein Misbar. That's an important itza, which I'm sure many of us, if not all of us, have davened for something with all of our heart. And Hashem, it seemed like didn't answer. He did answer. He answered no because he knows what's best for us. And not to Chas V'Shalom, let it put a crack in our tefillah or in our emuna. He says something here, which is a big chiddush in the last paragraph. And this Orarti Liros. Ma bein Moshe Rabbeinu l'Menashe Melech Yehuda. Now, it's a funny question. What do we know about Menashe? Menashe was a son of Yechezkel, who was in Oved Avodah Zara. Just seeing if you're paying attention. Was an Oved Avodah Zara like none other during times of the first Beis Hamikdash. And ended up being Chozer B'Tshuva. But Ma bein Moshe Rabbeinu l'Menashe Melech Yehuda. Menashe HaMelech, Kishahaya B'Tzara Gedola, V'Chozer B'Tshuva. We know Menashe was Chozer B'Tshuva. Chazal tell us, and we learned about this earlier, his palo tefillah nora, he davened such an unbelievable tefillah, ad shechaser lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chasira tachas kisei HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, dug a path that went straight to kisei HaKavod. That was Menashe. Ubosa Shah Ma'amar, what did he say at that moment? V'zeh lashna yalkut, this is a yalkut in Dvarim, I believe. Printed it out over there. Harani Koryoso, I'm calling Hashem. Im Yaneni Mutav, if he daven, listens, answers to me, great. Vim Lav Kol Afia Shavin, which I think he means, if not, it's what's it worth? Hainu, Shemirosh Hisnev Yamar. Menashe made a tnai. Im Akash Baruch Hu Lo Yaneni, if Hashem doesn't answer me, Hare, Shekimo Kol Atzlamim Lo Anohu, Pitsaraso, Virai Hishem Behamamish. All the tzlamim, the pesels, the Avodah Zarah, didn't answer. When they didn't answer him, that's when he realized these are worthless. Kein chas v'shalom Kilapi Maila. And that was his unbelievable tefillah. This is a tefillah that they dug a path straight to the Kisei HaKavod. He was so Hashem, you're gonna, which is Pegia, which is a sense of Pegia. And as wondrous as that tefillah was, Rav Pinchas says, the Eini Roi Lomar Bikoras Amanasha, I'm not worthy to Taina Amanasha, but we like to say I'm not worthy, but no offense, but Rabbi, I don't mean to, but what's the most famous one? When you want to talk about something, you're not supposed to talk about Shabbos, what do you say? You can say whatever you want to say. Eini Roi Lomar Bikoras Amanasha, Abal. Who is Paul Tfilachas? Omnam Norabots Musa. He davened the most unbelievable davening. Aval Gozer Bimafgia Liros Totsos. He was Gozer. He in his tefillah, I need to see an outcome. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu, his Paul Tfilos Kiminyan Ves Chanan 515 Tfilos Moshe Rabbeinu, Ukuloshin Chazal Bemedosh al Tfilos Moshe, Shaisa Tfilos Odome Lecherev Shu Korea Vachosech, the Enu Ma'akev. Shaisa tefilasim ein shema mefurash v'nizdazu shemayim v'aretz v'sidrei bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefila was unbelievable. He shook heaven and earth. Ayena kol b'medrash. But he says, kevan shara Moshe shon his kabel tefila. So what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu's tefila? He saw that it wasn't answered. Ba'osa shah amar hatsur tamim palo. Which is interesting, that's what we said. Olavaya also. Ki chol derachav mishpat. Ayen sham. Bina zos, he says, Rav Pinchas, you should know, shunitzrach ma'od l'misharotze l'shtamish pritzur zushal tefila. It's very important to know. We should take the approach of mafkia and to grab, as he said, grab a Kadosh Baruch Hu's coat and say, I'm not letting go until you answer me, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We could be akshanus, be brazen, and have chutzpah when we dive into Hashem and go at him, if you could say such a thing, over and over and over again, but with the knowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately decides what's best, and when we don't get answered, or when the answer is no, Hatsur Tamim Palo, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. It's a chiddush because we don't find Chazal criticize Menashe for that tefillah. The opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu praised Menashe. That tefillah was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choser Chasir Achas Tachas Kisei HaKavod. So I'm not sure where he sees the place, he himself says that, to criticize Menashe. But that difference in tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, the paradigm, one of the paradigms of tefillah, at the end of the day, when it wasn't answered, Hatsur Tamim Palo, it didn't throw him off. We should be pogeya in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayifka b'makom, there's so much that we need in our personal lives and for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, we should take the pegiya, but with the understanding that if Hashem says no, Hashem knows what's best. All of our tefillos are l'man Hashem. Have a good day and a wonderful Shabbos.